Brought to you by naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
I thought I'd share with you today a little revelation that I had as I was pruning back a rose bush in my garden this past weekend. As I was clipping back the over meter long shoots that were coming out of it, I actually thought to myself, oh, it's taking the loss really well. As I would snip one of the branches and snip another branch and snip another branch, I thought, bless its little heart. Every time I do that, it transmutes the loss. So it takes that energy and that brings it into a new branch, a new leaf, a new rose. And when I realized that, it made me think, wow, we could learn so much from this rose bush. At some time or another in our lives, we experience some level of loss, whether it's a material thing or if it's emotionally based. We have two ways that we can handle that loss. Let's go back to the rose bush. We can either experience the loss. Now, we're not pretending the loss didn't happen. I mean, the rose bush has no more branch. I just cut it off, right? But what it's doing and what we can do is acknowledge the loss, feel it, but then take the energy that was going in that direction and build it within us. Make ourselves grow a new leaf, a new branch, a new rose. Or what we can do is we can experience the loss and then continue to experience the loss and keep pushing energy into the branch that doesn't exist anymore, trying to regain that branch that's no longer there. That would be wasted energy, and the rose bush doesn't do that. The rose bush acknowledges the loss, then takes the energy within and becomes bigger at its core. And we can do the same thing. So I'd like to challenge you, whether the loss is small or major, to not belittle it, to not pretend that it's not there, but to transmute that loss, to not put all the energy into the loss, to experience it, pull that energy back within you, and blossom yourself from there. It might not be an easy process, but a beautiful one when you're blossoming your soul. I hope you found today's blog interesting and helpful in some way or another, and I'll see you in the next one, my sweet friends. Big love.